today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What are you doing with your possessions? What do you do with your possessions? How did you receive what you have? For whom did you receive your possessions? What do you do with the first fruits of all your increase? How do you manage what God has given to you? God has set up a system wherein you and I can achieve financial health and satisfaction. In order to receive a benefit from this system, you first have to trust the Lord with all of your heart. You cannot lean to your own understanding because the way God functions goes beyond man's finite mind. Do you acknowledge God in all your ways? Have you taken the time to talk to God about your plans for the life He has given you? God desires to direct your path. All you have to do is acknowledge Him in all your ways, not some of them. God has given you much that you did not work for. He loves you so much. The issue that so many of us are experiencing today is the fact that we do not properly steward what God has given us. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, the writer shares these words: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." It does not matter which direction you go in. When you trust the Lord, He will direct you to substance that will sustain you. This activity prepares you to honor God. Don't think you have it all figured out. Do not be wise in your own eyes. God is omniscient. He knows all things. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. God is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. He has determined your future and has worked out everything for your good. But you have to acknowledge Him and allow Him to direct you along the different paths your life will take. He can affect change now that will benefit you in the future. What brings health to your flesh and strength to your bones? The answer is the fear of the Lord, the reverential fear of the Lord, which causes you to lose your desire for evil. What do you do with your possessions? What do you do with the first fruit of all your increase? In Proverbs chapter 3, 9 and 10, the writer shares these words: "Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine." Since it's God who gives us everything, we should be honored to give Him back. We are stewarding His goods until He comes again. Our possessions are to be used to honor Him. This is accomplished by trusting Him, by giving Him your first and best, by being fair, by giving generously, by expressing gratitude for all He gives. The result of such faithfulness to honor Him is prosperity and satisfaction. What are you doing with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase? Do you want your barns to be filled with plenty? Do you want your vats to overflow with new wine? Try honoring Him. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.